Thank you, Virgil. Good evening. And we are here in beautiful King Cove on this beautiful Saturday evening where we are underway on our junior high basketball game. We have the King Cove Junior High versus the Sandpoint Junior High. And we're already off to a good start, and we already see we're already tied 2-2. Mm-hmm. And so I'll give you a little rundown as we got our starters for the King Cove Junior High basketball rookies and T-Jacks. We've got number 4, Riley Wilson. Number 20, Chase Gould. Number 25, Rivera Wilson. And number 30, Brendan Larson, followed by number 45, Nick Drake. Those are the starters for your King Cove team, for your Sandpoint Junior High Eagles basketball team. We have number 33, Tyler Gunderson. Number 44, Missy Marine. Number 55, Peter Kalugan. Number 43, Xavier Gunderson. And number 45, Precious Kamananga. So we're off to a good start here. Looks like Sandpoint leads by four.
Oh, what a pass.
But we, Sandpoint got it.
Not yet. But
rebounded by Nick. Oh, taken away back by Sandpoint.
Sandpoint wants to keep the low tempo if they want to get this play going. So
Sandpoint's got it on their side.
Oh,
upper shot. Ooh. No good.
Oh,
rebounded by Brennan.
Oh.
And King Cove's going to bring it back down. Chase is bringing it back down.
Chase will usually get the offensive going if he wants to keep the pace going, so that's what they're going to have to find something.
Over to Brennan, back outside to Nick. Nick puts it up, no good, way over. And last touch by Sandpoint, so it'll be King Cove's ball. Our officiating tonight is done by Joe Calver and Etta Kazakis. Sorry. All right, brought in by King Cove. Brendan's got it, working it out, getting it in. Chase puts it up for a layup.
Wow.
Nice shot.
What a set. That is perfect to set up a player to get him up.
Nice shot. So we're tied at 4-4 with 3:43 left in the first period.
Oh, here comes that pressure.
Sandpoint's working it, driving it in.
Oh, there it is.
No
good tip. But hold on. Sandpoint's got it back. He's good.
Up, no good.
But
rebounded by Nick.
Yep.
So King Cove will bring it back down.
They're going to need to make sure if they want to get this game a little bit good. So that's what they're trying to do.
Chase got it. Over to Rivera. Rivera puts up the first 3 points of the game.
Wow, what a good look. That is a good look.
Well, that'll be her first 3 points of the game.
Sandpoint needs to get something going, so they're going to do it.
Number 43 back out to...
Pressure. He got pressured on him. Oof. He's trying to keep him on him. Chase has got him, pressuring them.
Oh, Peter Kalugan up. No good. Rebounded by Piper. Back to Chase.
There we go.
Chase is going to bring it down.
Timeout. King Cove.
Our coaches for the King Cove Junior High is Braden Brandle, and a very well-known name as he played for the King Cove T-Jacks for many years. And then for the Sandpoint Junior High basketball, we have Coach Marquise Novak and Assistant Coach Emily Brandle, another one that is from King Cove also, living over in Sandpoint now. So, but we are happy we're able to sponsor this game today. The weather is beautiful here in King Cove. If you're not doing anything, if you are in King Cove, we invite you to come down. This game has just started. Mm-hmm. We will have another game following this at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And so a good night of basketball.
Yeah, don't be afraid to come down, people.
And we appreciate you listening to us on KSDP. We didn't get a chance to do any broadcasting earlier this year for the T-Jacks and Rookies games, but we were excited to be able to do Junior
High. Chase took the shot, no good, but rebound Sandpoint.
Rebound Sandpoint. Number 43 is and he's denied.
But it's going to stay over towards Sandpoint.
But Sandpoint's ball.
So they'll keep it.
That was Xavier Gunderson that was going down the drive there.
He's not afraid to take it.
Outside, up for three. Ooh. No good. Back rebound at 55.
Ooh. Oh, he got fouled.
And he's getting fouled.
Yep.
Number 55. Well, who's fouled him? 3-0. So that'll be Brennan's first foul, and that sends Peter Kalugin to the line.
Yep.
So this will be the first free throws of the game. First shot is up, and good.
Not bad. Looks like here comes some subs.
We've got some subs coming in. We've got Brennan and Nick going out. We got Liam and Ella.
Ella, yeah.
And then Sam.
Okay.
Last second shot up and no good, but somebody crossed the line blue. Sam Poit.
Oh, it's going to be a King Cone's ball.
Sam Poit stepped over the line. When the shot went up.
You got to be careful on that.
Peter missed his second, but made his first. All right, Chase is bringing it up.
Chase is going to figure out who he wants to give it to him. He needs to find some help.
Pressure out to Piper.
There it is.
Okay. Check out to Liam. Liam puts it up for three. No good. Rebounded by Misty.
Sam Poit.
And Misty will bring it down for Sam Poit.
All right.
Out to Peter. Peter puts it up.
Oh, and one. He got him.
So he's going to go to the line.
He got him pretty good on that one.
He got the shot up, made it, fouled, and is going to the line again. So that's Peter Kalugin. And who did that foul?
I think it was Liam, I think, right there.
Okay, yeah. And first shot is up and good. The only shot. So that turned into be a 3-point for Sandpoint. We're looking at Sandpoint 8, King Cove 7.
Yeah.
As Chase brings it back down again for Sandpoint. Back out to Liam. Back to Sam. Sam's got heavily pressured. It's taken away by Xavier.
Xavier's going out,
bringing it down.
And he wants
put it up.
He wants that.
No good.
Oh, but rebounded
by Peter Kalugin.
Peter Kalugin is just not fighting, but he's getting the rebound.
And Peter puts it up for two.
That's pretty good for him.
Chase bringing it back up for King Cove.
Ooh,
knocked away by Misty from Sandpoint, and so Sandpoint's ball. Misty's going to bring it down.
Sandpoint's playing pretty good right now. They're having fun.
Over to Xavier.
What they're doing. He's looking for somebody. He needs help, man.
Back out to Misty.
There we go. There's Misty guy, but back
going for the drive there. Up. Ooh, way air ball. Oh, it was all
right. Chase is going all the way.
All the way in.
Pretty good.
Chase answers back with 2 points. He was not contested at all. Back in for Sampling. Peter puts it up for two. No, misses.
But rebounded by Chase. Oh, Chase is going at it again.
Chase is no contest. Brings it back up again. Another 2 points for Chase.
And King Cove is up by one.
11-10. Almost the end of the first period. Nope. Going in. Xavier puts it up for two. Misses. Nice rebounded. Back by Xavier. Peter puts it up for two.
Woo. Oh, wow. Peter's just like
Peter answers back with two.
He's doing good out there.
King Cove's bringing it back down before time's up here. Last shot up.
Oh! Right at the buzzer in the
Chase
first quarter.
Puts it up for three right at the buzzer.
Goodness.
So it's the end of the first period.
Wow.
You're looking at King Cove 14 and your Sandpoint Eagles 12.
That was good.
King Cove is looking at 2 fouls so far. They're the only team with fouls on the board as we get ready for the second period. So, again, if you're not doing anything in King Cove and you want to have some fun, come on out and cheer on our junior high basketball team.
Yes.
And if you can't make it to King Cove, you can tune in on KSDP, and we will be bringing both games this evening. So, good to be back on the radio, and it's good that basketball was able to be played again this year, and we're encouraged by our junior high teams. These are our future. These are our future Eagles and our future Rookies and T-Jacks.
Yes,
So these are exciting games to watch.
No, it is pretty exciting to see these junior high kids, and they want to know how it's going to feel when they move up to the high school lane to get ready for the real thing.
Yep. All right. So we're ready to start our second period. It'll be Sandpoint's ball as they bring it in. Bound.
Looks like we got some substitutions for King Cove, I see.
Yeah, it looks like we've got Carly. Carly's out there, Elliot, and Shayla, and Dawson, and Brennan. Ooh, and Xavier Gotchett. Oh, out to Peter Kalugin. Back out to number 10, Derek Wilson. It puts it up no good, missed. But rebounded by Dawson, over to Brennan.
Okay, Brennan's got the ball in his hand. Brennan's going to need to think of something.
Right. Dawson's got it now, working it out to Carly.
Carly's thinking.
Way over. He was trying to get to Shayla, but Dawson got it.
Oh, nice.
Into Brennan. Brennan puts it up for two. Misses. No good. Rebounded by Misty. Standpoint. She's going to lob it down to Derek Wilson.
Derek Wilson.
Puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Brennan.
Intercepted by Brennan on that pass.
Derek tried for a 3-point. Didn't get it there. Out to Carly. Carly's going to put it up short. Short, and looks like it's going to be Sandpoint's ball.
No, that is true, yeah.
So for Sandpoint, the new player we got in is number 10, Derek Wilson. And and he's got the ball. He's working it down the court.
He's going to work it down the court. He's going to need to find some people and get some help. So here we go.
Passes it out to Xavier. Back to Derek.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Back out to Precious. And what do we got?
We got substitution coming in.
Okay, we got Riley coming back out.
And Revere's back on the
court. And Revere's back out on the court. So
Chase is bringing the ball back. He's looking for somebody. He wants to get some kind of play going.
Brendan says, I'm open. Oh, Riley says, I got it. Back out to Chase.
Great.
They're working it on the outside here.
Trying to get all here. Good luck.
No good. Rebounded by Brennan.
Okay.
He's got heavily guarded. Oh, Chase got it.
Got to be careful.
Back into Brennan. Brennan's right in the paint.
Nice. Brennan has got into the paint. That's what he's got to do.
Nice work there. Chase was on the outside, and Brennan got inside the paint and got the ball and got the shot up. Peter Kalugin puts it up. Good. For 2 points.
Peter Kalugin is on fire. He's starting to play good.
We're looking at your Sandpoint Eagles, 14, your King Cole.
Riley's driving it in.
15. Oh, way over. Rebounded by Brennan. Chase puts it up.
It's good. For 3 points.
So Chase answers back with 3 points.
Good.
3 points of the first 3 points of the game. Derek's out to what an intercepted back by
Chase. He's going all the way.
Oh, and he's short, rebounded by Derek. Derek's going to bring it down now.
Yep.
Chase was a little short on that layup there, and Derek was right there to get it. Out to Xavier. Xavier puts it up for two. No good. Brendan's right there with the rebound.
He was going to try to smoke to some kind of one of his players, but not yet.
Kinkov's going to bring the ball back up. Chase has it. Over to Riley. Riley's on the outside. Puts it up. No good. Dawson back up. No good. Brendan's under the paint. Draws a foul. And that'll be, I believe, on 55, Peter. Yep, Peter's. That'll be his first foul of the game. So that puts Sandpoint on the board now for their first foul of the game. And Brennan's going to shoot. First shot is up, and it's good. So we will be doing his second shot.
Here comes some more substitutions.
We've got Brooklyn Hamilton coming in and Nick for King Cole. So Brennan's second shot. Up and is no good. And Chase tries to put it up. No good. Peter's got it.
Peter said, I got it.
Out to Tyler Gunderson. He's working it down the court here. And he got it deflected by Chase.
Chase all
wide open.
To the rim.
And then does a layup and he puts in 2 points. We're looking at your King Cole Rookies and T-Jacks 21, your Sandpoint Eagles 14, with 2:40 left in the second period. Peter puts it up for two, no good. Misty's there with the rebound. Back out to Peter, and there we go.
Wow.
And Peter answers back with 2 points.
Peter's just like he's staying in the paint. That's what he's probably doing more in the game.
So we got Chase working the ball back.
Chase is looking for somebody to get open or try to take it to the paint.
Up and he's
jump shot,
no good.
But
rebounded by
Sandpoint.
Peter out to Tyler. Tyler Gunderson bringing it into Peter. Peter says, I'm going to put it up way up, and it'll be Sandpoint's ball. I mean, King Cove's ball, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
We got some more substitutions coming in for King Cove again. We got Ella and Carly and Piper. King Cove's got a pretty good-sized bench over there, and Sandpoint doesn't have too much of a bench, but they've got some players.
But don't underestimate them. They can fight back.
They've been putting up a good a good show here so far.
Yes, sir.
All right, out to Piper.
Piper's getting pressured.
Pressured by Misty.
Oh,
I think we're going to go with jump ball.
Wow. There was a pressure coming.
Misty was right in there to pressure Piper.
Yes.
And, so it'll be set. King Cove's ball out to Chase.
Chase wants
up
the
for
three.
No good.
But rebound
is
Sandpoint.
Tyler's going to bring it down for Sandpoint.
Right, Tyler's looking for somebody. He wants to get open. There you go.
To Xavier. Xavier puts it up for three. No good. Rebounded by Xavier. Out to Tyler.
Oh,
and we have a foul. And that'll be Chase's first foul of the game. So he's going to go to the bench, and Liam's going to come in. So it'll be Sandpoint's ball, and Peter's going to bring it in. Out to Tyler.
I was looking for somebody.
Over to Xavier.
Xavier's got it.
Into Misty.
Misty's got it.
Back to Tyler. Tyler's working the outside there.
He needs help. He needs help. Tyler
needs help. Tyler's right there. Oh, he almost stole it. Tyler again. Into Misty.
Oh, wow.
Into Xavier. Xavier puts it up for two. Oh, in and out. In and out. Ah. And Brennan was there for the rebound. Oh, that was so close.
Yes, I see
that. You got stole right there. Okay, out to Ella, out to Leland, into Brennan. Brennan's right in the paint there, puts up a two, no good. Rebounds again, and he hits it.
He's got it.
Brennan got his own rebound back and puts it in again.
Brennan's not afraid to get those boards back.
All right, we got Tyler bringing it down. We got 45 seconds left in the second period. Peter up for three, no good. Rebounded by Missy.
Missy's
going to be called for traveling.
Yep,
she got traveled. I gotta watch that.
Yes,
refs are down there. They're watching. They're watching the time and the paint. They're watching the more than three steps there. So
yes, sir.
Here comes Brennan.
Brennan's bringing on the court.
33 seconds left before the half.
He's looking.
Out to Piper. Piper puts it up for three. No good. This rebounded by Misty. And Xavier's gonna bring it down.
Here we go. Oh, he's looking. He's looking.
Gonna bring it out to Peter. Peter says he's gonna bring it in. Oh,
Missy,
three. Missy
got
there with the rebound.
He needs help
for help. Ooh, off the tip. Xavier was there. Missy threw it off the tip of Peter over to Misty, back out to Tyler, back out to Xavier.
Oh, my goodness.
And Xavier puts it in for three at the buzzer.
What a tough shot.
At the end of the first half, we've got your King Cove rookies and T-Jacks Junior High 23, and your Sandpoint Eagles 19. We're going to go ahead and send it back to Virgil. We're going to take a little break for halftime here, and we will be back for the second half, which is going to be, I think, a tremendous second half. Again, if you're not doing anything, come down and support your junior high basketball. So back to you, Virgil.
All righty. This is Virgil, and you are tuned to KSDP. Hey, Chris, give me just a moment, and let's see how long you'll take a halftime for. Here are the Pointer Sisters.
I'm riding in your car. Turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh, Well, Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah, baby, you can bet a love they couldn't deny. My words say split, but my words stay alive. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh, fire.
Pointer Sisters, singing a song as written by Bruce Springsteen, also performed by him. Moving on, we are taking a halftime break. We have live coverage of Sandpoint and King Cove facing off against each other. Now, this is junior high basketball. I was mistaken earlier. Did not realize until I started hearing the children's names. And I realized, oh, it's the next bracket. So, courtesy of Chris Babcock, we have live game coverage from King Cove. King Cove School, if you're in the city over on the mainland, please get thee down to it in person. But if not, you can always listen to it on KSDP. This is Virgil. We've got a newer country and western song, Walker Hayes, Fancy Like.
She's solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip it like them fries in her frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Sweet squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. With some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. My girl is happy, rolling on a vessel. Don't need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got the Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Sweet squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the scald in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe a little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light radio slows down. Box wine and her updo goes down. Ay, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like.
The King Cove Corporation would like to encourage parents and grandparents to read to their children while they are still young. Studies suggest that adults who engage with their kids in this way are providing a bright and easy-to-follow path towards academic success in the future. This message sponsored by the King Cove Corporation, a community-minded organization with a commitment to the safety and welfare of all of our area children.
All right. A little underwriting spots. And say a big thank you to everyone that's helped out to keep community radio on the air. We'll be back in mere moments from the halftime game for the junior high boys. We have Sandpoint and King Cove playing at the King Cove School. We have live coverage from Chris Babcock in just a moment. There he is. All right, you about ready? Can I hand it over?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to hand this over to Chris Babcock. You are live from King Cove.
King Cove. Okay, we're going to get ready for our second half of junior high basketball here. I'll give you some scores for the first half for your Sandpoint Junior High Eagles. Your top scorer was number 55, Peter Kalugin, with 16 points. And then number 43, Xavier Gunderson, with 3 points. For your King Cove Junior High, we have your top scorer, number 20, which is Jake Gould. And then with 14, Brennan, number 30, with 5 points. Rivera with 2 points. And Riley Wilson with 2. And we are back underway. Virgil, we're hearing some music in the background. Virgil, are you there? Oh.
All right. Looks like we had some technical difficulties with GCI. Hold on for just a moment. Let's see whether we can play another underwriting spot and hopefully get this back on.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Coffee cup, cold and black. Wish you had a little shot of Jack. Besides that, can't complain. Just trying to do the dang thing. Might change the oil in my truck. I ain't paying no $35. Kids need shoes, mama needs Levi's. And I'm just trying to keep my daughters off the pole. And my son's out of jail. Trying to get to church so I don't go to hell. I'm just trying to keep my wife. Hooked on Nicorette, trying not to be like my old man. But the older I get, the more I am. Trying to get paid and a little love made, y'all. Hey, y'all, at the end of the day, y'all, I'm just another John Deere guy. Up on a track, trying to steer my daughters off the pole. And my son's out of jail, trying to get to church so I don't go to hell. I'm just trying to keep my wife from figuring out that I'm
minutes is Virgil.
All right, Walker Hayes is off the air, and we are back to King Cove with Chris Babcock after I somehow got hold music to play on the conference line. Back to you, Chris.
Back to you, Chris.
Okay, thanks, Virgil. Yeah, we had a little technical difficulties, but we are back on the air again, and we're looking at your King Cove rookies and T-Jacks junior high 25, followed by your Sandpoint Eagles 22. We got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third period, and it's King Cove's ball, and Chase is going to bring it down, throw it into Brendan. Brendan's in the paint, puts it up for two.
Oh, wow.
And he's there.
Brendan just took it all the way in there, and Chase feeded him.
Misty's going to bring it up for Sandpoint. Out to Xavier.
He needs help. He needs help.
Out to Derek.
There you go. There he goes.
Back into Misty.
Misty's got it.
Oh, and there's a foul there. Or nope. No foul. I don't know what that was there. That was right in front of us, too. I thought maybe Brendan had a foul there on Misty, but I guess not. All right, so it's King Cove's ball. Chase is going to bring it up.
Chase is looking for some help on the offense. Out to Dawson.
Out to Liam. Back out to Chase. Into Brendan, who's right there in the paint underneath. Up to Nick. And Nick puts it in no good. Rebounded by Brendan. Rebounded again by Brendan. Out to Chase this time.
Jake Chase almost lost it.
Out to Liam for three. No good. Rebounded by Xavier. Brought back to Misty.
Misty will look for some.
Out to Derek.
There's he's going.
Derek's going into the paint. Ooh. Oh. Tried to do a little trick move there and lost it to Brendan. So Chase is running down with it. Puts it up for two. Oh. And it's good.
Wow.
Nice driving layup there by
that
Chase.
That looked pretty good.
Chase is the top scorer tonight so far for King Cove.
Yes, sir.
Out to Xavier for Sandpoint. Over to Tyler.
Tyler
needs some help in Xavier. Xavier puts it up for two, no good. Rebounded by Dawson. Oh, right to Tyler. Dawson throws it to. Out to Xavier again.
Xavier's looking.
Out to Misty.
Misty's looking.
And Lehman steals it from Misty, and he's going in with an open layup, and no good. Missed it. But rebounded by Chase. Back out. Chase puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Nick. Out to Dawson. Dawson says he's going to try to answer back. Ooh. No good. Back to Dawson again. Oh, and Sandpoint's got Xavier.
Oh, Xavier's going
down.
At him.
Puts it in. Oh, no good. In and out. Way down to Chase.
Nice.
Good lob to Chase. Chase, nobody down there. And King Cove answers back again with two more points.
So you're looking at the score. King Cove, 31. Sandpoint, 22.
Out to Xavier again. Back to Tyler. Points working it. Derek puts it in for two. Ooh. No good. Rebounded by Dawson. Out to Chase. Chase is going to hold it. Going to slow the game down here and bring it back down to King Cove's side.
They want to slow the pace down.
We've got a timeout. We've got a timeout here. So, again, you are listening to us live on KSDP. And we are so thankful that we are able to broadcast these games live and on the air, and so this is an exciting time whenever we can have basketball here in King Cove and in Sandpoint. Very important sports to our communities here, as well as other sports we have, too. We just got done with NYO, and that was a good time in Anchorage for those kids that went from King Cove and Sandpoint to that, and we'll be getting ready for the end of the school year here coming up here next month. Mm-hmm. And then in August, we'll start back up again with cross country. And that's always an exciting time also for our King Cove and Sandpoint team. So we're going to come out of a timeout here. And it's going to be King Cove's ball, and Brendan's going to inbound it to Riley.
Riley's got it. Riley's going to look for something. He's got to look for a good play since now.
Out to Brendan. Oh, and Xavier was there, and he's going all the way. Oh, and he
answered back with two. Nice.
What a nice steal by Xavier.
He read that play on Brennan there. And, oh, Riley took it up. So good. Tries to put a buzzer beater up, but didn't make it.
Yep.
So at the end of the third period, we are looking at your King Cove Rookies and T-Jacks Junior High team 31, followed by your Sandpoint Eagles 24. So, again, we will be having another game at 8 o'clock, and that will be broadcasted live also. Again, if you're in King Cove and you're not doing anything, we encourage you to come down and support the teams and watch it live and in action here. It's been a good game. There's lots of seats available here, so you don't have to worry about not getting a seat. But we do have a pretty good crowd here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's good to have the Chris and Chris show back on the air again.
Yeah.
And after we had to take a break.
Yeah.
Due to COVID, but we're happy to be back on the air, and hopefully we'll be able to broadcast this new season of basketball coming up for 2022-2023.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get ready to start our fourth period here.
Yeah.
Again, our officiating tonight is done by Joe Calver and Etta Kazakin.
All right, here we go. Chase has got the ball.
King Cove's ball.
Chase is looking for someone.
Over to Rivera.
Rivera's thinking. Nope, not yet.
Chase. Back to Rivera. Rivera wants it. No good. And out of bounds, I think.
And it's going to be, oh, it's still King Cove's ball.
King Cove's last touch at that point. So Piper's going to inbound it to Chase. Chase drives it in for two, and he's there.
Wow.
They drove into the paint there,
mm-hmm.
uncontested, and lead two. Here comes Tyler.
Tyler's looking. Oh, pass to Missy.
Missy's going to put it in for two. No good. Rebounded by Rivera.
Yeah, Rivera.
Back to Chase. Chase is going to bring it down for King Cove.
Chase is going to need a setup.
Out to Piper. Back to Rivera. Back to Chase. Chase is going to try for three.
Almost
rebounded by Misty. Out to Tyler. Almost a foul there.
Scary.
Tyler puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Nick.
Oh, you got a dribble, man.
Back into Chase there. Nick was not knowing what to do there for a minute. Chase drives it in for two.
Oh, man. Chase is just on fire right now.
All right, we got Tyler bringing it back down for Sam Hoyt. Oh, didn't read Precious there, was trying to get in there to get that and slip through her hand.
Here comes some more substitution.
And so it'll be King Cove's ball, and we brought some substitutions in. We have Sam Randall coming in, and we have Dawson, and we have Riley. And Riley's with the ball over to Sam. Sam shoots it.
Ooh.
No good. And it'll be Sandpoint's ball. Peter Kalugin's back in for Sandpoint. And him and Tyler are coming down the court. Tyler's got it. Out to Precious. Oh, off the feet of Misty. Misty gets her ball back.
Misty's going to sing.
Out to Xavier.
Ooh.
Xavier puts it up. Oh, no good. High bounce. Rebounded by Dawson. Dawson needs some help.
Oh, got to be careful.
Yeah. Dawson got into trouble there. There was nobody to help him out. Got to
watch those two steps.
And he gets tried to call for traveling. And so it'll be Sandpoint's ball on their side of the court. So here we go. Xavier's going to inbound it.
Xavier's going to look.
Into Tyler. Back out to Xavier.
Xavier's thinking.
Nope. Back to Misty. Misty's going to put it up for two.
There she is.
2 points.
Nice.
All right, so 2 points for Misty there. That'll bring it to your Eagles 26, your Rookies and T-Jacks 35. We have a foul on Tyler. Tyler, number 33.
Yep.
So it'll be King Cove's ball. Brendan will rebound it back, or send it back into Riley.
Riley needs someone. He needs help. He's looking.
Over to Dawson.
Dawson's
Watson's thinking. Ooh, into Brennan.
Ooh,
Brennan
Watson's in the paint.
Triple two. Oh, tried a hook shot, missed it. Rebounded by Riley. Riley's thinking. Oh, out to Sam. Sam lost the dribble there, and Peter was there to gain it, and it's Xavier bringing it down to Sam Foyt's side. They rear out to Precious. Precious puts it in for
wow.
two.
Wow, what a pass. He set up a really good look on the bottom. On the
so Precious answers back with a quick two with mm-hmm. the assist of Xavier. Kinko's right. got it now. Riley.
Kinko needs to start getting some points if they want to keep this lead
going. Oh, Sam. Ooh. Sam. Uh-oh. Oh, out to Dawson. Out to Riley. Hold it. Braden's telling him, hold it, Riley.
Hold it, man.
Set the pace.
Oh, there you
Brennan.
Go.
Ooh, oh, Brennan tried another hook shot. Oh. Rebound no good.
Oh.
Misses another rebound. Peter was there to gain that third rebound there.
All right, Sam
so
got it.
Tyler's going to bring it down.
Tyler goes for three.
Tyler answers with a quick three.
Sam points, making a little bit of a good pace.
We got
coming.
2 minutes and 39 seconds left in the fourth period.
Oh,
and we're going to take a timeout. I think it's on King Cove.
Yep.
So Braden wants to call a timeout.
We need to talk.
And talk things over. So we're looking at your T-Jacks and rookies, 35, and your Eagles, 29. So this has been a pretty intense game,
mm-hmm.
as we knew it was going to be.
Yep.
And both teams shooting very, very well. And we're seeing quite a few three-point shots being made tonight, too. And pretty low fouling games, which is
yeah.
always encouraging to see.
Yeah.
And good sportsmanship by both teams.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just about ready to finish out the fourth period here as the teams are coming back on the court.
We'll see how this goes.
Liam's going to inbound it to Chase for Sam or King Cole.
Sam Point's going to need to be ready. They got to watch it.
Out to Nick. Back to Chase.
Ooh,
heavily guarded by Tyler.
Chase is right there. He's got that hand. He's got the quick.
And now down to Rivera. Into Ella.
Oh, there.
Back over to Nick. Oh, Tyler was right there. He read that one. Staying close on Chase. Had to do a pass, but Liam was there to break it. Liam's going down. Out to Nick. Nick's going to put it up. No good. Rebounded by Liam. Out to Chase. Chase going to drive in. Ooh, fake there. Out to Rivera. Out to Ella. Oh, and Misty was there to read that. She's going to knock it out of bounds. Slow it down.
But it's still King Cole's ball, but pretty good defense on that. So here comes the in. Get ready for the inbound.
Liam's going to inbound it on King Cole's side.
Yep. And, oh, here comes that.
Way over to Nick on the other side of the court. Back to Chase.
Chase
is in the middle of the court there.
Chase wants
working
to hold
it over to the other side. Back to the far corner to Rivera.
Oh, Rivera needs help. She needs help.
Misty's there to... Yep. Misty draws a foul on that one. She was putting a lot of pressure on Rivera there.
Mm-hmm.
And threw the foul. So that'll be King Cove's ball. Ella's going to inbound it to Chase. Brennan's back in under the paint. Put it up for two. Misses, hits the rim.
And it's going to be Sam Point's
ball.
Sam
Brennan kind of misjudged that hook shot and hit the rim, and it knocked, hit King Cove and went out of bounds. So
Sam Point can get a little bit of a score. Get a
out to Xavier on the outside.
Xavier needs to get some help. He wants to get
driving in. Oh, there it is. Puts it up for two. No good. Ooh, rebounded by Misty. In heavy pressure.
Ooh.
Tyler. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Tyler got hurt.
Oh, no. Oh, timeout.
Yep.
All right. Oh, no.
We have
medical timeout here. That's not good. It's not good to see one of your players hurt.
He's, dang. It's his knee.
Oh, no.
So, hopefully everything's all right here,
yeah.
Peter.
Oh, man.
All right. Peter answers with two.
At that point, they could get a little bit of a comeback, but... Got to be ready on defense.
Here comes Chase.
So it's 31-35.
Over to Nick.
Oh,
Brennan tips it. Oh, nice.
Oh.
Chase was there. That was a nice little work assist there by Brennan. Oh, Xavier answers back. Oh, no good. Rebounded by Misty. Misty wants to get something. She's going to look. Oh, out to Derek. Back into Xavier.
Xavier wants to go.
Help him out. There's Peter.
Oh, there they are
for three. No good. Chase is going to let it go out.
Yep.
So it'll be Big 12 ball.
All right.
I think Tyler might have had the wind knocked out of him a little bit there or a cramp there. He's sitting on the bench there. Hopefully he's going to be all right.
Yeah. Just hope. Come on, man.
All the way out to Chase. We don't like to see any players get hurt.
Yep.
And Chase tries to put it back to, gets his own rebound. No good.
Oh, all right.
And there we go. That's all in the first game here in King Cove tonight. So very close game. Your Sandpoint Eagles with a 31, and then your T-Jacks and Rookies with a 37. So Amy's going to assist Tyler over to take a look at him, and hopefully everything gets worked out and he's able to play again. So we're going to take a short intermission break here as we let the teams get a little bit rest, and we will start our next game at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to turn it back over to Virgil, and we'll be back on the air around 8 this evening for the last game here in King Cove.